Welcome to Influencer Insights. I'm your host, Julie Solomon, a marketing strategist, brand building expert, speaker, and New York Times bestselling publicist. In this 10-minute training series, I answer your most asked questions and sought after advice about blogging, online branding, and influencer growth with step-by-step strategies you can take action on right away. Hi, and welcome back to Influencer Insights. We have another amazing listener Q&A today, and we are with our listener, April Bussey. Is it Bussey or
yes.
Bussey?
Bussey.
Yay, I got it right. It is so great to have you today. I cannot wait to hear your question.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
So, okay. So my question mainly was about just starting your own business. I'm a college student right now, and I want to create my own generational wealth. But I can't do that if I don't have money. So my question is, in terms of starting your own business, how do you go about getting past having the drive and passion, but not having enough funds to start very small with your own business?
Gotcha. So you're talking about how do I do this when I don't have the money to do it, basically?
Yes, exactly.
What kind of business do you want to be in?
So I really enjoy fashion and different styles. And accessories, jewelry, things like that.
Okay.
So I eventually want to have my own online store.
Online store.
You have to buy inventory and all those things, and I don't have the funds to purchase as much as I need.
Okay.
For it. The funds to purchase as much as I need.
Okay.
For it.
So the first thing that I want to do, which is a little bit of mindset, is, and we all do this. This is such a common question. This is such a common kind of fear in a lot of ways, or kind of something that gets us really stuck, right? Like we have this idea, we have this passion, we have this thing that we want to do, but we don't have enough money to do it. So the first thing that I want to reiterate to you and anyone listening is that we have to get out of that idea and that loop and that thing that we tell ourselves that we don't have enough of something, because that's automatically putting us in the scarcity house. And that's not going to help us really achieve where we want to go. So instead of coming from like, how do I get this started when I don't have enough funds? What you should say or could say and flip that script is, how can I start creating what I want? How can I start creating what I desire? How can I start creating the funds that I need to make this happen? So the first step would be financial tracking. So this is the how piece. It's really about getting specific about the exact funds that you need. Because if you just say funds, that's super general. That doesn't really tell you anything. It doesn't give you a starting point and it doesn't give you an ending point. So you need to get really specific about, what do you actually need money-wise to realistically get this going and get this started? Now, I'm not saying how much money do you need to have the greatest, biggest online store in the world that's perfect, but just to get started, how much do you need? And this also goes back to, what do you need the money for? You know, like what do you need to create? And then how much time and money do you need in order to create that? So I'll give you an example. When I was starting out, I knew that I wanted to create, when I got into the online space, I wanted to start creating online programs to help people learn how to pitch themselves. I wanted to create what is now my program, Pitch It Perfect. But I knew that I was going to need to be able to pay for, you know, a monthly hosting service. I was going to need a designer because I'm not a designer to help me with some design aspects. I was going to need someone to kind of help me pull it together on the back end with my newsletter. So I figured out what I could physically do and spend my time doing. And then I figured out what I really could not do. So this is what I call like what my zone of genius was creating the content. My zone of incompetence, what I did not need to be doing, was the design, the back end tech stuff, the development, because I'm not good with any of that. So then I started running the numbers. I did a lot of research. I look into a lot of things and I made a list of like, this is what I need. These are the bare minimum components to creating a program. And the way that I did that was I Googled it. I looked at a lot of other programs and I didn't need it to be perfect. Again, it's not about having all the bells and whistles and throwing, you know, $20,000 at something or something crazy. This was just like, what did I realistically need to get started? So for me at the time, it was going to be like $500. I needed $500 to get this thing off the ground. But I also needed to supplement, because I was going to be spending time creating this product, I also needed to supplement some of my living income, my living expenses, to be able to do it. And that at the time was $5,000 a month. So I knew that I needed to keep making $5,000 a month while at the same time I needed an additional $500 to get this thing off the ground. So some of the things that I started doing and that you can kind of think about too, and this is where you just have to get creative and just really figure out like where you can shine and what you can manage and what is realistic for you, is that something that I started doing was I started freelancing with something that I was really good at on my own time. And for me at the time, that was PR. So anytime that someone would need PR, I could do it. And I wouldn't be the most expensive person, but I could do it for them at a deal. And I would do that, you know, pretty much that was like my daytime thing. That was the stuff that I was freelancing. And then at night when I had time, I would take a little bit of that money, a little bit that I could at a time, and start putting it towards the program that I wanted to create. The other thing that I did was I started doing trades, you know? So if someone wanted PR, I would say, well, yeah, you know, I'll do some PR for you if you can take photos for me that I can use in my program. Or yeah, I will write this for you if you can help me design this thing. I tried to figure out where I could do trades with people or where I could do collaborations with people. I would look for people on LinkedIn. I would look for people on Instagram. I would look for people in Facebook groups. I would find, you know, designers and people like that, that I really thought were creative and really talented. And I would just reach out to them and say, hey, this is what I want to create. You know, I don't know if this works for you, but this is what I have to offer at the time. And if they said no, then they said no. And I would just move on and, you know, until I found somebody that, that would make it work. The other thing that I did is when I started to save little by little, by doing my financial tracking and getting really specific about what I needed and the funds that I needed in order to supplement that, was that I started going to places like Upwork.com to find really affordable help. Now, Upwork.com is basically a hosting site where you can find an array of freelancers. So for example, if you're wanting to do an online store, you could probably find someone on there that could help you set one up when you got to that point very affordably. So it's not going to be this huge, massive thing that's going to take all of this back-end stuff. Another thing that you could do is set up an Etsy store to begin with, you know, and that doesn't essentially cost you anything to start an Etsy store. Now you need product and that sort of thing, but you could find people to do trader collabs with. Something else that you could do could be potentially commission-based at first. If you can't buy in the products that you want, maybe you can do it off of a commission. With anything that you sell, then they get, you know, a percentage of that. So there's many different ways that you can kind of skin it once you get into it. But the first step is really A, thinking about what do I need to create to get what I want? How can I create what I desire? How can I get the funds that I need? How can I make this happen? How can I figure this out? Instead of already feeling like I don't have enough to make this happen. That's the first step. The second step is really getting specific about what exactly do you need bare minimum to start taking action? Because that's the goal here, right? You have to take action. So what do you need bare minimum to get into this fashion business that you want to be in, to create this online store, to you know, create jewelry, to create accessories, whatever that is for you? What's the bare minimum that you need? And then how much financially do you need to cover that bare minimum? Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Any other?
Wow, that was really good advice. Thank
you. Yeah, of course. And then again, you know, if anyone that's listening, this is something that we all kind of deal with a lot, right? And so it's really about, and that's why I'm such a stickler for clarity and for strategy. You really do have to get specific on not just what the outcome is, because the online store is the outcome, but what needs to happen, what goals do you need to attain before you get there? And that's the big thing that you should be focusing on now. So thank you so much for that question. I think that that's one that we've all have felt time and time again. So I really appreciate you sharing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on here and answering my question.
My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow, you need to scale, you need a marketing strategy, you need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff, and it's called This Is Small Business. This is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
And if you are someone who is looking for some type of side hustle to kind of help you with the monetization, help you kind of make extra funds in the process, and if you love the idea of working with brands, collaborating with brands, having brands sponsor the work that you do, then definitely check out our program, Pitch It Perfect. It is the A to Z walkthrough that teaches you exactly how to pitch and land monetizable brand deals so that you can take all of that money that you make from the brand deals and start putting it into that side hustle and into that dream that you want to bring into fruition so badly. So we actually have a free webinar if you want to check it out at pitchitperfect.net/webinar. It gives you a ton of jam-packed strategy-based information to get you going and monetizing in no time. And then if you're ready to really invest in yourself and get that money back quickly, you can head over to pitchitperfect.com and join the thousands of other entrepreneurs, influencers, and bloggers out there who have taken the program and monetized into 5 and 6 figures with their side hustle. So again, that is pitchitperfect.net. I think I said .com before. pitchitperfect.net or pitchitperfect.net/webinar.
All right, that is it for today. Now, as you know, some of our best conversations actually happen after the show. So I want you to find me on Instagram, head on over to our Facebook group at the Influencer Podcast, and let me know your thoughts about today's show. All right, I will see you again, same time, same place next week.